question. How come everything here is filmed?
Brown Act, is everything.
Good, no, you were right.
Public Open Meetings Record Act, it's not the Brown, I think it's not Jerry Brown, it's another Brown.
It's a Brown Act for public meetings, and the council is.
All right, the question was, why are all the meetings filmed?
Oh, I see.
Okay, there we go. Good. Well, good morning to those of you watching at home and those of us present here today. It is a unpolitically correct, but is this Indian summer? It's October and we're having like an 85 degree day in Morro Bay. Beautiful, warm and sunny. So for those of you someplace that isn't, please come on down and visit. We'd be most grateful because we are the Community Promotions Committee here in Morro Bay, and this would be our meeting on Thursday, the 16th of October. And looking around, I seem to notice that Heather is still on, I guess, maternity absence, and Michelle is away as well. Times, this has had an impact on our city, and I was pondering what we could do about it. We're trying many things, of course. We're working on marketing ideas. We're working on advertising. We're working on outreach, and as we always do, promotions. And I thought, but that's a lot of work. The question is, how do we take a small town like Morro Bay, a small town that not many people may be familiar with, and yet catapult it into sort of a national frame of perspective where people really, really do come here? And I thought there's only one thing to be done, and I know that this may disappoint some of you ultimately, but I am going to do it. And so for those of you out there listening, and for those of you in even higher places that are listening, I am announcing today that I am available as a candidate for vice president in 2012. Because we've clearly seen what a boost that can give to a small town, largely dependent on tourism and on other things, that had previously been unheard of. And if it can work for Wasilla, Alaska, then certainly it can work for Morro Bay, California. So to all those out there on both parties, yes, we want to be on the map, and I will make that sacrifice. You may nominate me in 2012, and I promise to do Morro Bay proud, you betcha. Thank you. All right, now back to the more mundane matters of how we're going to deal with what's happening. What I'd like to do is we have public comment period. We now have public comment period, and someone has come this morning. Yeah, and she's a good public speaker. Don't let her fool you.
Hello, I'm Lori French. I've been working on the Faces of California Fishing for the last 2 years. The Faces of California Fishing is a website, public relations grant that we got just to promote the commercial fishermen up and down the state to let people know that we're here and that we're a very important part of the small communities up and down the state and our way of life is being endangered. Over the last year, our grant, we've been interviewed by the Smithsonian, LA Times, a radio station in Oregon, a radio station in Newport Bay, not Newport Beach. I've been going to different festivals up and down the coast promoting commercial fishing, and it's been very, very well received by the public and by the commercial fishermen. Just in this last couple weeks, I had a booth at the Harbor Festival, and then we followed that up. We were invited by the Farm Bureau to talk about commercial fishing at the Ag Expo with the fourth graders, and that went over. On a more casual note, to get politicians, reporters, and fishermen all together without a podium and somebody getting very angry over a rule that was being changed and slamming us down. That went over rather well. There's definitely room for potential for that whole aspect to grow.
Well, actually, and what I'd like to point out, the reason I actually had met Lori, as I've met her before, but I met her at that little dinner event, and I did think it was done very successfully. And I know Lori's given a brief thing here this morning, but at the time she actually did a somewhat, you had props and you had photos and all, a more extended explanation of the various, this media outreach, the TV, the radio interviews, the newspaper stories. And that's one of the reasons I asked her to come today. In some ways I wanted her to kind of hook up in the presence of John Sorgenfrey, our ad agency, but John's to step out for a second here, technical issues. But to begin to discuss how we can take the publicity that the fishing industry is getting and move that publicity into you know, if they're getting, what do you call it, advertorial coverage and things like that, and it is fishing related to Morro Bay, how to get them in link with you, John, so that if they have a press lead on a story that is promoting and it helps with the culinary tourism or gourmet fishing or the excitement of the catch or whatever the particular angle is, that we have a way to...
This is called the wife following the husband around with the camera for 2 years and him finally going, get the thing out of my face.
Oh, well, I didn't know that, but we all then know now.
And so actually, he's been very good about it.
I'd just like to suggest is if Lori could, as you did the other night, leave your card with John as you left it with me. And this, I don't know if there's some synergy that can come from helping piggyback the outreach that they're doing with some of the stories we're getting. For example, if they get a good fishing profile story, we might be able to take that copy and
certainly
use it or get it as one of the little quotes on the side of the website or something like that.
Well, commercial fishing right now can use all the help it can get because we are being regulated out of business. Just in our personal family, we have a soon-to-be 18-year-old that is pretty much a spitting image of my husband, and he wants to be the third generation of fishing. And he's a really sharp kid. You know, he's going to go to college and everything like that, but this is what he loves, and there's no future of it. And that, to me, is a shame because there's a lot of commercial fishermen in California. It's a family business. It's a family way of life. It's not just a job you go to 9 and 5. Susan can verify that we don't do anything 9 to 5 in our house. But some of the families, I mean, they're fourth and fifth generation. We have no haul-out facilities. You can get into Avila occasionally, but right now we're taking our dollars for haul-out up to Moss Landing this week, You know, which is good for Moss Landing because they're down to 7 boats.
Well, as I say, if we could get the human interest, even the human interest, like you look to pitch stories to Sierra or some, or more go with this nature tourism thing, you know, there may be a, we'll call it a juicier issue here that might attract.
Well, Lori, we'll be glad to help you in any way we can. One, because we've, it's on. One, because there's been a study done that showed that people come here, tourists come here specifically, a great many of them come because of the ambiance of this being a fishing village. And obviously that attraction, you know, goes away as what you're saying has happened to the fishing industry. Plus it's, you know, personally, I respect your profession. I know how hard it is and how important it is. And so anything, you know, my agency can do, I know we did get you on the homepage, which, you know, we get about 25,000-30,000 hits, or not hits, actually visits to that website. So I think that should be helpful. As people go and see, you know, they peruse that, and then they were able to link onto yours. So if you have press releases or if you want to give me a call and suggest an idea, you know, we do have a small part of the budget goes toward PR. About a bi-monthly basis, we send this to 30 or 40 national magazines. So if we have your information in that press kit along with what we're sending, and actually I think it's probably a story that we'd probably have more play on just because it is a news item that's a national news story. So anything we can do, I'd be glad to help you.
Yeah, just, you know, the tourism coming in May, Morro Bay, one of our boats is tied up down in front of Giovanni's by the Trudy S, and I can tell you on any given weekend, year-round, there are people down there taking pictures of the two boats lined up with the rock because it's a perfect shot. So, I mean, you know, we try to make a point to keep our boat painted, and I know Dickie Sylvester on the Trudy S takes great pride too, but that's like a picture shot of Morro Bay.
You know, someone may take and submit a picture like that for our photo contest, which is also on the website, in addition to the usual sunsets and waves lapping at the beach. I don't know if you've gotten any fishing boat silhouette submissions or any artsy stuff like that. So people may be submitting and are invited to submit pictures to the website for that.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things that we do just on the fun thing, too, is, you know, we decorate the boat for Christmas, put wreaths up. We don't take them out of the harbor at that time of year, but, you know, just so people can enjoy.
Well, I think there's some things that that we could do rather than, you know, in addition to linking your site like we've done.
Get the fresh fish, and here's the Fisherman's Choice recipe of the month if you're visiting Morro Bay.
I think there's a lot we could do.
One thing, you know, play off, Bill Parrish mentioned it after the party the other night, the Meet the Fleet party, is expanding that whole thing to make it just a bigger, to get the city of Morro Bay on board, to get the fishermen together, to meet the public. And, you know, he thought people would come, kind of, you know, a dinner, but not like a harbor festival. And it was just, it was an idea worth playing with.
Well, I think, too, and we've talked about this in our meetings previously, that there's sort of a renewed interest by the public for The Deadliest Catch, just because, I mean, that's the number one rated cable program. And I know that, you know, as somebody that's in that industry and that goes out and does that in real life, there's probably some things that you probably see that the public doesn't. However, though, the positive to that is that there is this creation of people that are interested in it much more than they have been in the past, even if they don't even fish. So, again, there's that to tag on to as well, somehow.
Yeah, we have to work on the public relations aspect on
well,
that
and
aspect.
What time of year is – this could be an event thing possibility, Peter. What time of year – is it April? When is the blessing of the fleet typically done?
It's in April.
It's in April.
Typically, the blessing of the fleet was to bless the salmon fleet before they left for towns up and down the state. Fort Bragg is a fishing village or fishing town, and they're decimated. There's nothing there, and businesses are floating right or closing right and left.
All right. Well, I think this. I thank you for coming. I want to exchange information with John, and let's see. Yeah, when it comes to, like I said, the blessing of the fleet is usually an event we announce, and now it might have a greater significance, a broader significance, environmental significance, economic significance. Maybe actually make a story out of the story rather than just an event.
Well, you know, another idea too, because the fishermen host a barbecue out here at the Vets Hall every year after the blessing, the fleet and the public's invited, just to even expand that with help.
That would be the one where you want to, we have now a lot of lead time on it, right? Mm-hmm. 6 months to get I don't know much about those cooking shows or who this Rachel Ray is or something like that, but to have, that may be the chance to get a fresh fish gourmet Morro Bay Fishing Village tie-in, blessing of the fleet, fisherman's barbecue, maybe attract something with enough lead time, one of the cooking shows or the popular shows, we put that on the list.
Well, I think at the very, very least, just to let more of the public know about it, even outside of Morro Bay, I mean, we could make that into a regular event if you wanted to go to that degree.
As long as it stayed for fishing.
Right. I think, again, I mean, it just depends on to what scope we want to make it. I mean, as nice as it would be to land a Rachel Ray is probably not going to happen, but what we could do is make that into a bigger event because we're always looking to – Peter always wants to add another event onto his calendar. He's got plenty
of time.
We have some
time, yeah.
there's
no reason why that, and I certainly have Harbor Festival, why that can't be another, you know, event that we put a little emphasis behind.
And I'm not knocking the Harbor Festival, but as the promotions committee, I will bring this up. I went in the wine and seafood booth. There was four vendors that had food. Everything else was wine. One of them was a Morro Bay commercial fisherman that were making albacore kebabs. A caterer was making a Cajun gumbo, but his fish was not, it was semi-local. Giovanni's was closed, and then somebody else was selling tri-tip sandwiches. That doesn't say too much for seafood. And just...
I'm not on the Harbor Fest committee.
No, I realize it's another committee.
But it may create a motivation for some kind of culinary event, a taste of Morro Bay. You know, they do with the wine. They have Wine Fest. They have a Harbor, what do you call it? Where you catch, not catch, the Harvest. That's different events, and so it's possible that, Andrea?
Well, you know me, I'm always the one that ruins your fun, but if we're going to get into a discussion, we should agendize a side.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right, let's do that. But thank you, and exchange
thank you
information
for
with John, and we'll follow up.
Okay, thank you. Now I'll go to work.
Catch some fish. Great. I appreciate that. As I say, just a possible thing we can work with here until I do run for vice president. Peter, before your conference call, we have some time to get in the visitor center report. And then you can come back afterwards?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's great.
Yeah,
all right.
Just about 10 minutes. That's all I need. Well, good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing today? Glorious day. It's just unbelievable. You wonder how other people live in late October, early November, because this is just spectacular. The bay is filled with life. There's a whole lot going on. There's people everywhere. We've had probably more inquiries about real estate packages than we ever have. There's a lot of reasons, of course. But, you know, it's just, my goodness, they're coming from areas that are not quite like this. And they're, again, we tell them, of course, it's like this every single day. But it isn't darn close, though. Before I go on, this is my anniversary. So if my wife is watching, happy anniversary, honey, and we'll celebrate tomorrow because we got a full day today. I'm going to start off with, and I'll make this fairly quick, but here's our poster for, I don't know if you could get that, but this is our Business Expo, which is tonight. It is a combination of Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce Mixer and Business Expo. 3 to 4, we're actually very privileged to have the Small Business Administration doing a seminar between 3 and 4, and they're actually kicking off a new program. It's called Sustainable Business Development, and Israel Dominguez is doing that. A small community like that getting a kickoff new program is pretty special. So I hope that you could come out and take a listen to Israel as he explains the new program. It's all about going green, and that's the theme of the Business Expo. So you'll get a great deal of information, and they are the experts about this. Three to four, and it's actually in the multi-purpose room, which is next to the kitchen on the other side, the west end of the community center.
And is this open, free and open?
It's absolutely open to everyone who wants to come. Also speaking is one of our directors. It's Stuart McElhaney. He's going to be doing is going green right for you, or right for your business. Now, there's obviously some things there that you need to know for that title to be thrown out there, but sometimes it's not right for everyone. But there is, there are some things that you can profit from. So let's take advantage of it. And, of course, then we have about 35 businesses that are going to be highlighted between 4 and 7 right after the seminar. And that will be I think, educational as well. You have a chance to see some of the local people and kind of pick their brains about what they're doing. Good group of folks, too. And then we'll have, several nonprofits out in front. I think our local fire department will have their new engine right out there. And I think the Coast Guard is bringing in a boat. There's all kinds of things happening. So take advantage of it. It starts at 3. 3 to 4 is the seminar, and 4 to 7 is the actual expo. So come on down and take a look. We'll all be there. Also, I'm just going to go down the list here quickly. It's the end of the year. I was going to talk to Lori about this, too. It's our Lighted Boat Parade. It's always the first Saturday of December. We're going to have something similar that we did last year. We'll have prize money for different categories. We'll start getting more information about it as we get closer. But keep that on your calendar. Lighted Boat Parade. It's always a special. Kind of kicks off the December month, and it's always exciting to see all the boats come through. And of course, we're going to round out the year with New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is going to be a blowout. I have to tell you, this year it's going to be absolutely incredible. It's something that you don't want to miss. We'll have packages for hotel stays. I think they're like $179 for a hotel room. And entry into our New Year's Eve party. We'll have Texas Hold'em tournaments. We'll have Rich Ferguson, which is an illusionist, like a David Blaine. Yeah, now, not Copperfield, but He's quite good. He's also been on Letterman and Leno, and he's been around, and he's graciously reduced his very expensive rates to something that we can handle.
Can he make the Morro Rock?
Well, I've had that asked before. I suppose, about midnight, if you had enough, I suppose it'll disappear for you. But he'll walk around for 4 hours and just blow your mind. I mean, he's just incredible. Guy Budd is going to be providing the music. We'll have karaoke. We'll have actually Rena Granny is going to take care of some of the babysitting tasks for that night. It'll be there. So anyway, it's a huge package. It's a great idea for people to come into town, and that's where we're going to market it. Let me get into our activity report. It's starting off with our visitors. We've had over 2,900 visitors in the month of September. And phone calls about the same as it was last year. You can see is at 1,049, a little less, maybe 4 calls less. But we're pretty consistent with the calls. You can see that we've really increased our total visitors coming in. And then we'll go down to right down the list is the emails answered with information. We've had 69 for the month of September. We have promotional mailings, 86. And for fulfillment, 367. It's down considerably from last year. But that really has to do with our website. I think it is bringing more people in that way. And it's something that they're still getting. There's still a lot of people interested. And they're still getting their information. They're just getting it from our website. 800 numbers in the sources. You can see how they're broken down. We have AAA and the California Visitors Guide, Internet, Sunset, and the Chamber Directory. And these are all calls using our 800 number. The second page is the breakdown for the 800 number. You can see Southern California leads the actual totals for, and they had there's 32 that called in from Southern California. A total of 74. Not a large amount, but they usually call from the advertisements that we have, and this is our 1-800 number that we normally use in advertising. And then we have, you can see there's one from Canada and 11 out of state. And I think that is really going to be it, unless there's questions.
Any joint things that are coming up that need promoting?
Well, I was going to ask, I just heard that the Nina's not going to come, is that correct?
We had confirmation from them coming in on the 5th. That would be a shock. Okay. They asked for media packages, and we have been going to schools as the chamber, going to each the grammar schools all the way into San Luis Obispo. We probably hit 10 or 12.
Somebody told me that it wasn't, but if you are...
Well, unless it happened after yesterday, I don't know. Because we've been working very diligently trying to get the schools involved, because that's really where they, that's one of the things that they look for is kids coming through educational purposes. And so they'll be here the 4th. Actually, you can board it on the 5th to the 16th. Now, we have something also with joint with the promotions committee, and that's going green. It's a green festival in San Francisco. I believe it's the 14th through the 16th. And it should be, we've been doing some final preparations for that. I have a great folder I wanted to share with John that I got from the chamber, the California Chamber, very thick about eco-tourism. And it has a lot of information we can certainly use.
I think what I'd like to do is say that I think in terms of the Green Festival, which is coming up soon, it's going to be a sneeze. Okay, no, went away. Could come back. That we should talk at some point about what our coordinated booth effort is going to be for the Green Festival. I certainly think that the PR subcommittee will volunteer them, willing to meet so that we can put in all the ideas, make sure we've collected all the stories, the data, the props, just to have a summary meeting as to what...
Well, I think that the easiest thing at this point, because we're getting pretty close, is if somebody can email me all the green things that Morro Bay is doing, then I'll put a piece of collateral together. So, and I know Peter's been working on collecting that. So I think we're really at the stage where we just collect all the different things that we have, and then I think it doesn't have to be too elaborate, but we're going to need, at least some talking script to justify, other than that we're in a very beautiful natural preserved area. We want to talk about the green aspects of what are some of our...
Yeah, there's a lot of information here.
And also the main thing, as you say, the natural thing is to talk to someone from... I thought that the presentations at the business forum by the fellow Linwood Pendleton from SLOSI were very good on the entire economic analysis of what the value of the estuary is. And I think getting a copy of his study as he presented it at that business forum about a month ago might be good, because it shows we are documenting and... I mean, in other words, that the city itself is almost a living laboratory, which I think is attractive for this kind of green research, and so that we are the subject of study. I mean, that I think the investigative aspect of it is good, and also there were the anecdotal stories, and talk to the people at either the Natural History Museum or the Morro Bay Estuary program that's down there on the Embarcadero, see if they have a DVD or a video that we might be able to alternate in and out of our monitor at the show along with the Morro Bay video as well, if they'd be willing to provide that.
Sure. There's certainly more information there than...
I think that the main purpose, as I see it, though, is as we are. I mean, we're going to go there as these people who are going to this show for various updates on things that they can do to go green. We're going to tell them that this is a great place to come visit because it fits in with your kind of, you know, frame of mind, that it's very beautiful. And I think we're still going to go there. I think probably 80% of our booth is going to be Morro Bay Discover Your Better Nature, because we're going there as a tourism booth. And that's really the uniqueness that we have over everybody else, is that we're going to be one of the few, not to say that other booths aren't going to be fun, but we're going to be really one that offers a lot of fun and enjoyment for the people that are there, other than simply, you know, some people, it's going to be very business oriented. We're going to be sort of the fun booth, I think.
Well, we're in a great location, too. We're right on the end where people are going to be coming through. So we have an opportunity to.
And you can go there, by the way. There is a website for Green Fests. I don't remember the exact address, but I Googled Green Fest San Francisco, and it did come up, and you can see the list of the 190 other exhibitors there, which is mostly organic diapers and a variety of other
That's
products
right.
and stuff.
That's
There's
right.
not a lot of...
Yeah, Seven Star is the one who's actually organizing it, so they can... sevenstars.com.
All right, well, that would be great. Thank you so much, Peter. Let you take your call. And therefore, we will, having done that, move on to the budget report, which we will have
Point
two.
Of order, we didn't approve the minutes.
Oh, we didn't. You're quite right. Thank you.
I move to approve the minutes.
Any seconding?
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion on the previous minutes? Errors, omissions? None. All right. Is there a vote to approve the minutes of the previous meeting? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So approved. Thank you very much, Susan. You know, I feel like a sneeze coming on, and it's going to happen any second now. So we'll go to the budget report. Let us perhaps do our budget first, and then we can move to the advertising budget. Okay, so it's beautiful, and now in the last half hour is giving me an allergy attack, although it is beautiful out, folks. We had this information before us on Monday evening for those who were at the joint meeting of the promotion committee and the city council. But as you can see, the revenue is clearly down. Thankfully, it's not down by as much as the stock market. Nevertheless, it is down.
I notice vacation rentals once again have jumped tremendously. Even though the total revenues were down, the vacation rentals, if I'm correct, have jumped up almost $16,000 over last year.
Well, yes.
Again, showing, I would think, that the city is either doing a better
more
job
vigilant.
Collecting or we have more vacation rentals. We have more vacation rentals. But that's quite a jump, $16,000.
Yeah, we have had a couple of new vacation rental members come in just the last month.
And they're obviously paying their TOT, which is good also.
Well, also, as you know, it's in general, the trend has been that the trailer park tax is up, or trailer park rentals are up too, which I think just, if you look at the whole overall, you don't see the they're down from the last month, but they're up overall compared
they're
to
down
the...
They're down for last month.
They're down for last month, but they're up overall.
On the... rentals. I think there are a lot of people coming to town, families joining together and renting a home instead of getting three or four hotel rooms. So I think it kind of takes from one and robs from the other, and vice versa.
Because I guess the key is if you're bringing them to town, if it's a vacation rental, chances are they are cooking in rather than putting into the sales tax through the restaurants and the other services. And I wish Michelle's not here for our hotelier report on how they've been adapting to that one way or another, other than to say that at least the occupancy rate is, well, actually, it's falling as well.
It would be interesting to see the, I don't know if the city breaks down restaurant sales tax individually, but there might be a correlation between the restaurant sales tax and this occupancy rate of the vacation rentals.
We can check on that. I believe that we do get a report that breaks down categories Not obviously not the each restaurant, but the categories. And
general.
I can see if we can get that as well. I'm happy to bring back to you. I'll talk to Susan Slayton, our finance director, and ask her about the vacation rentals specifically and if she's got a feeling on the trend in that. And I meant to do that last month. I apologize.
But I think what David's bringing out, and it's a good point, that if the vacation rentals are up and the restaurant sales tax goes down in that given month, then there certainly would be a correlation between what you're talking about. And that would be something for us to look at to promote restaurants.
Well, that's the idea. Is maybe what it would tell us is we need to not just have, say, a hotel package.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we need to begin looking at having the hotels package food with the package to kind of encourage people to continue to eat out rather than eat in.
Well, I think this is, you know, we have a couple other tourism accounts, and this is the same thing we're seeing in Pismo Beach and even in Avalo that has, you know, minimal vacation rentals. But as the economy goes down, vacation rentals go up because it's just a more economical way for people to travel because they can use, you know, they can have their breakfasts and their lunches, you know, in a condo versus going out to eat all three meals. And so we're seeing a spike as well. We're also seeing a downturn in TOT in these various other cities as well. I think what's going to happen, and I certainly would be retired by now if I could predict all this, but people right now are just, because of this, the drama in the stock market, people aren't doing anything right now. They're not buying cars. They're not doing anything because they don't really know what the future will bring. And I think that once this is sort of behind us, hopefully it'll be soon, people will travel. Because they're going to travel on you know, they're going to look for value, and I think Morro Bay has a very good opportunity there. And I think we need to work harder on trying to get the hotels to, and you can't do any kind of collusion as far as rate, but trying to come up with some packages that we can put on our website, that package restaurant, hotel, maybe even an activity. And I don't know where that force comes from, but if it's the Hotel Motel Restaurant Association getting together, but we can only do with what we have, and we need those packages. And I think that's going to really what's going to be helpful. One thing that we did see after 9/11, we certainly don't want another catastrophe like that to do well by, but the reality is that after the 9/11 attacks, Morro Bay and actually the entire Central Coast improved because people weren't taking those long trips. They weren't flying to Hawaii. And I think that's also going to be true. You're going to find a lot of people whose wealth has been diminished, hopefully in the short run, are not going to go on those big vacations. Now, this might not happen, you know, till later on, but there's certainly empty nesters that aren't going to take those vacations that they had planned. So we actually did better because people weren't going to get on an airplane. They were going to just drive. And with gas prices going down, I think that's going to be a significant aspect of this as well. So there is some positives there. So with gas prices going down, people not taking the big vacations to Europe and Hawaii and getting on an airplane, there's still opportunity for us. And so I think the glass is half full, much more than half empty, especially for Morro Bay. But I urge whoever we want to get involved in this, whether it's Michelle wants to take the lead or someone, we need to have 5 or 6 packages that we can put on the website, because we can put a tile right on the home page and say, click here for economical value-added packages to visit Morro Bay. But if they click on that and they go to one package and that package hasn't been updated for some time, it's not going to be effective. And so that's what my suggestion would be, is to get these things going. We've talked a lot about it, but
well, it's under number 6 on today's agenda, new business hotel web deal. But seeing as Michelle's not here, and since she seems to have her finger on the pulse of the hotels, maybe we need to move that to the next month's meeting.
Yeah, she did request that before she left. I talked to her yesterday.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Well, I guess Andrew will move number 6 to next month's. And maybe I'll contact John Solu. I mean, he's the last person on this committee before the late Ed Biagini, who was a hotel person, and see if he'd, I know he's probably really busy with the BID thing, but if he'd come down and talk about that as well.
Yeah, I think John would be a good person to try to get some people rallied. I think it's just really a matter of somebody just, you know, taking it upon themselves to, in the hotel business, because they all know each other and they know what can be done, and I'm sure Peter can facilitate some of that as well, but believe me, other people are going to be doing it, so we better do it too. And I think we have the opportunity to really offer with our price points for hotels here. We can really position ourselves as some place that you can still get away, have a great time, but it's going to be of great value.
And that's exactly what we did with the New Year's Eve party. We went around to the hotels. There's a couple of more that I have to talk to, but they gave us some great rates. That's why the rate is, you know, for a room and going into our New Year's Eve party is $179. Madonna's $400 to $700.
Right.
So I guarantee you we have more entertainment and more depth to what we have going on New Year's Eve than anybody else does.
All right. Well, I will do that. I've made a note to contact John Solu and see if he can show up at our November 13th meeting, and then hopefully Michelle will be back and available at that time, and we can see about that. All right. Well, then I suppose having done our budget, if that concludes our budget discussion, we move to the budget discussion with John.
Yeah, it's basically just as an update, we're in the process of getting through our fall expenditures. We still have quite a bit of our budget left, but this is reflective through October. So through November and December, we'll be continuing to do that. And then we sort of take a little bit of a break in January because we've always felt like that month not really being a great weather month, it's sort of chasing something we can't catch. And then a really big effort in the spring, starting out really heavy in March and April and May. So with the limited budget we have, this is really what we need to do. We just basically try to take a break in the really winter months and then pick that up. And we're in the process of, I wanted to pass this around. This is the press kit that I think most of you have seen before, but we just sent out 50 of these to various different publications. And within the next week, we're going to have a story in Sunset Magazine. So that's going to, I think, would be very helpful for us as well. And it's going to be talking about a weekend getaway. And I mentioned to Lori that we could certainly put, you know, some of the fishing press releases in our next run as well. So these are folders that we had printed some time ago, and we're utilizing those. And our DVD is inside there along with a letter advising the different media what types of stories they could write on. And so it's really just to kind of create that interest and get some more earned media. Any questions about the budget? I can move on to the website then. If you could do that overhead. Yeah, that's the one. As you can see, we again, I always want to preface this by looking at the graph. It's not representative. It's only half the month. But we're holding our own as far as user sessions. We have over 28,000. We had 22 sign-ups this month for the newsletter. Our average length of time on the website still remains very, very strong and very long, over 9 minutes, and is the homepage. And also people then coming back to the homepage, plan a trip, which is one of the new things that we added. And our trip builder also remains strong. So I think that's indicative of what I just mentioned. People want to plan it. They want to have the whole package planned out for them. They want to have the hotel, the dinner, maybe an activity. So I think that if we can work on some packages and get those placed on the site, I think that would be representative of what the people are looking for. I think it's interesting, too, that and I think this is also representative of our advertising efforts for events. Our 10th most looked at part of the website last month was the Avocado Margarita Festival. We had almost 1,800 people come just looking for the festival. So, again, I hope that shows that we did a good job of PR and advertising it, because we have to create some interest for these people who didn't know about it otherwise and came specifically looking for it. So I think that's great. And one other aspect of this is that we still get over 64% of our people coming to the website by typing in www.moralbay.org. And again, I think that's indicative of the advertising payoff. And obviously there are some repeat people who know that website, but there was 5,750 that were sent, and 70% of the members received this email so far in the past 3 days. So this is sort of, this is dated back to the time we sent it. Of those, over 1,300 of them were opened, and 272 clicked through to the website. So we had about 300 people who got that newsletter and said, wow, I want to find out more about it. So I think that shows that, I know this committee's made a big effort to try to enhance that list as best we can. And Bill, we did add those names, so we added over 554 names just in that last entry. So that was very helpful to grow that list. Now we have well over 6,000 names. As far as just my report, we, as many of you know, we had a joint meeting with the council. I think that from the feedback that I received from the council, that was very well received. Certainly, I think that they appreciate all of your efforts in promoting the city. The billboard report on that, I was hoping that we'd have that up by now, but the vinyl has been ordered. The extension is really what's holding it up, and that's being made. The extension will be the part with the international symbols, and that'll go on top of the board. So within probably the next week or two, we should see that board up. Or what people might do, and I can just read that briefly to you. We start off, and they wanted like a morning, afternoon, and evening. So what would you do in a day in Morro Bay? And this is going to be true for all the other destinations that would be in the Central Coast Tourism Guide. So I had Phil May, who most of you have met, who lives in Morro Bay, who's also a writer, worked for Disney. He wrote this copy. But what I was thinking we could do with this copy is put this into the website and actually have some pictures that would go along with this and just kind of like a day in the life of the visitor in Morro Bay. And we could actually have people do, you know, we could start with this itinerary and then have people write other ones. And again, this gets back into that social medium that we've talked about where people talk to each other about their stay and about their experiences like TripAdvisor. And that is becoming more and more important. So I think as much as we can do of that, I think that would be worthwhile. So this is sort of a mock one that we would start with. Plan an early breakfast. The day ahead is filled with adventure. Enjoy a hearty breakfast in town and then play golf on the challenging 18-hole Oceanside course. Not a golfer? Morning is the best time for kayaking the tranquil waters of the harbor. The wind is down, the sun is up, and the conditions are perfect for viewing the beautiful waterfowl, the moored boats, and the giant sand dunes on the harbor's outer edge. Want the adventure without the exertion? Rent an eco-friendly enclosed our famous Embarcadero in downtown and North Morro Bay. Be sure to sample the local wines at many of the wine shops along the way and take home a few bottles for a souvenir. Then go out to the Morro Bay Rock. It's a holy Indian site and a sanctuary for the magnificent peregrine falcon. Meander our northern beaches, watch the board and kite surfers surf the waves as you play foot tag, where huge ocean rollers meet the shore. Evening. Dusk is the most romantic time in Morro Bay. Dazzling sunsets paint the sky in brilliant blues and pinks. Toast each other as you watch the setting sun in the afterglow ahead to our elegant gourmet restaurants within easy walking distance. Later, it's a first-run movie, live music, or perhaps just a short stroll home, arm in arm, as you enjoy the invigorating ocean air and each other. Morro Bay, the perfect place for romance and memories. And it would start with, of course, discover your better nature. So I like the copy that Phil wrote. Wish I could claim credit for it. I didn't write that. But I think what we could do is I think we could have some fun with this and have some pictures that would match that, and then start asking people, give us your itinerary, you know, what did you do? And we've talked about this before, and ideally what would be great is to have different itineraries for different demographics. So obviously, you know, a senior couple might have a different itinerary than a 20-year-old. YouTube picture, there we go. And then the next one after that. Yeah, that one's good. As you know, we've been pretty active in getting our videos placed on various websites that are free. And one of them, of course, probably the most famous one is YouTube. So we now have the welcoming by Janice Peters, our mayor, on YouTube. In addition to that, we also planted that in TripAdvisor. I think I mentioned to you before, absolutely at no cost, TripAdvisor sets up a destination homepage for each destination. So if you started out at TripAdvisor, I think we went through this last time, but you start at California, you go all the way down and you click on Morro Bay and you come to our homepage. And on that homepage now is our long form video that we have on the website, as well as our 30-second spot and also the mayor's. And this is what we're creating right now. We mentioned this in our joint meeting, just as a reminder of what we're doing. We're going to create our own YouTube page inside the website. So in our website, we're going to ask for people to submit their videos. Now, they're going to come to our agency first, so we make sure they're appropriate, similar to what we do with the photography contest. So we view those videos, make sure, again, they're appropriate, and then contest going as far as administrative those. But I really think that that's going to be really a fun aspect of it. And so we're creating that right now. We'll be able to plant the videos that we've already created on that site as kind of a seed videos, and then we'll start encouraging people to submit their own.
What are we looking at over there, John?
Oh, that was just to make you feel good about Morro Bay. That was last shot of my my PowerPoint.
I feel good about it.
I have a couple questions.
All in favor of feeling good about Morro Bay? Aye. Okay.
On that list of hits, mm-hmm. and Rick asked the other night, what's robots?
I have an email into Jeremy, but I think that I've pretty much discerned what that is by going back, and it's basically the webcam, because that's a robotic webcam.
Then what's library images?
That's when people go in and they're looking for images of Morro Bay. So like if you go into Google and you type in Google images and you type in Morro Bay, you can find specific images. So they're actually going in, and it's probably related back to the photo page too. So it's basically they're going to look at the photographs that we have.
And I think under Plan a Trip, there's already some itineraries.
The itineraries that we have are more in with activities, and this is really specific, like start your morning out, then your afternoon, and then your evening kind of a thing. But yeah, it would go in part of that. We wouldn't recreate, that. Yeah.
I wrote one of those years ago, and I need to go look and see if I think they've all been changed. I don't know, although I really don't know.
Well, if it said take a trip on Tiger's Folly,
I'll have to look at that and see.
But no, this kind of stuff is sort of fun, and if it's fun for us, it's got to be really fun for the visitor, because I think people really do like to share their experiences. I mean, it's how many times in the old days have we sat through really boring slideshows of somebody's, vacation? Well, this is a way just to get one picture, one slide. But anyway, I think Susan's mentioned this in the past, too. I think if we can get some nice ones about just the quaintness of this place and how I think people are going to, with this current situation as it is, they're going to look for a place to kind of wind down and not have a lot of pressure. And I think that if we can brand ourselves along with Discover Our Better Nature into that regard, I think that we'll have a lot of takers.
Relaxing and casual. Madness of the world getting you down. Cutthorns on the street. No noisy taxi cabs. That I think might be something we just deliver in a spiel at the Greenfest as well. It becomes part of that appeal.
And I would just personally just say congratulations on the roundabout. I think that I've navigated it a couple of times and it seems to go pretty well. And I know that I spoke with the mayor after we concluded our meeting, and she had really gotten a lot of positive feedback.
I like it. It's great. Once you get the people, not stopping in the middle
of it. That's the problem I find. I keep getting stuck behind people who are a little confused by it.
But it's quicker. You can see the traffic actually flow. There's nobody really stopping. Everyone's moving. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And now we just await the final landscaping
effect. To get back to what you were talking about, getting comments from the people. Sharon, who works in our visitor center, is amazingly enthusiastic, and she knows so much about the area, and she tells people everything when they come in. Mm-hmm. They will make a trip back in afterwards to tell us and tell her how much fun they've had, and that happens every day.
Well, if you can, and I know it's not to get too much work on it, but if you can, collect some of that, even if it's just quotes, because we've talked about in the past, it'd be...
All right. Well, if that concludes John's advertising report, thank you very much. Next would be the Public Relations Subcommittee report. What we can report is that, to my knowledge, the Public Relations Subcommittee did not meet. So I don't know, again, if there's any need to agendize or think that the Public Relations Subcommittee needs to meet in the immediate future. If John and Peter seem able to coordinate the green event, and I will certainly, I'm going to the booth. I've arranged my own transportation and my own accommodations to be there Friday or Saturday and Sunday.
Would there be any reason to meet to develop this idea of a package with motels, restaurants, and activities and bring something to a motel representative? I don't know if
before
that would
that.
Be before that. Yeah.
Well,
if that would be our.
Do we have a? In other words, would we go with a package of some sort to offer as a festival, like a special? I do. Well, trade shows do run right festival specials on things. I know if you're a vendor, they have like a trade show special.
I mean, more aside from the green show, just following up on John's idea of having our motels, having five or six of them, presenting a package. If we come up with a prototype and say, here's an idea to bring more people in.
What I could do is invite John Solu to come to the next meeting for that item. And then we'd have two prominent hotel people here to run that by.
I certainly don't think there's anything wrong, Susan, with coming up with, you know, a prototype suggestion even for John Solu, you know, to say this ideally would be like what we'd like and you know, be included a Friday, Saturday, you know, maybe a one package and then a midweek package sandwiched with a dinner and then an activity.
Maybe a package tailored demographically, like a seniors package or something.
I think
like
we need to get, you know, basically I think it just should be as I see it, would be right on the homepage predominant, you know, and I don't even know what the name necessarily would be, but something about value, you know, value packages, value travel packages. And you click on that, and then you go, and then there's a listing of you know, maybe 10 different packages you can pick with 10 different hoteliers.
We get visitors every day asking about different things, and you know, packages are great. It's the way that when I travel, I look for a package so I can get everything inclusive. You know, how about a package called Discover Your Better Nature Package? We have so many people coming in talking about, well, where can we go hike with us? You know, if you give them a golf round, a hotel, and then after lunch afterwards, and I think you'll stimulate a lot of interest.
My only question is it's almost, I don't want to say an abstract conversation unless we actually have representatives from the hotel community, like right here now, telling us, oh, you the kind of numbers you're imagining, 89. We can't, in other words, we do need the reality of what the numbers are and what they'd have to be able to offer.
Our webpage has a section on motel specials, and there must be, most of the major motels have packages, and John Solu probably has 8 or 10 packages. You know, so there is a place, it's hard to find, it's not highlighted as a package deal.
Bill, can you help steer us to it here on so we can
all
share?
Well, I mean, some of those, the problem is that those, some of those are as old as when we recreated the site.
Yeah.
What I'm looking for is, and really I think that the way to accomplish this is somebody has to call the hotels and call the restaurants and try to, you know, come up with some sort of packages because they have to buy into it. I mean, we can't create their own package for them, but.
Search accommodations, no?
No.
If you maybe just type in packages and keywords and see what happens. But see, this is sort of the, you know, the point. I mean, we need to have it predominant on the homepage.
No. And maybe it's been eliminated.
Well, I think where it would each hotel in their listing, I mean, you go to their website and they have packages. But again, I think what they exist, I guess that what I'm saying is that they need to be refreshed and they need to be more inclusive of activity, dinner. A lot of them are just, you know, within the hotel itself. You get a bottle of wine, you know, it's this rate. And again, those things are, some of those haven't been updated in years.
And perhaps make it seasonal as well. I mean, let's say the lighted boat parade is a Saturday night. So you say, you know what?
That's exactly right.
It's a non-peak weekend. It's after Thanksgiving. It's before Christmas. Here's a view of the lighted boat parade and have a hotel for the night and make it a...
Well, I think Councilwoman McDermott brought up a good point. And some it will work and obviously some won't. But, you know, to have our events become two-day events. Because part of the way to do that is to create a package. so people feel like, you know, the parade, and you have have an overnight stay, and then you have breakfast the following day as part of your
Sunday
package.
Brunch.
I mean, you all of a sudden that event has become, even though the event might be over at 10 o'clock at night, it's still, you're creating packages for people to come stay.
So back to my questions. This seems to be something I can call John Solo individually on the phone, but I just think we probably want, it's almost like a sub, what you call it, a subcommittee, but we need to have the hotel people, I would think, present at least for some of us to actually have this discussion. So the question is, do we agendize this, bring them in, and make it a actual agenda item for the meeting on November 13th? Then maybe that's what we'll do, is make it take item 6, new business hotel web deal. I will contact John Solu, hopefully Michelle will be here, and ask him for other suggestions, and let's just have them, and we'll make it the discussion that we're having right now.
I think if you have John and Michelle here, you've got enough inertia to make the thing happen.
And if John can't, maybe he'll send someone who can. All right, so when we do that, then answer it. I hope that answers, Susan, the thing. We'll do it for the 13th, the next meeting. That is Thursday the 13th of November, if I'm not mistaken. Or did I have that wrong? Is it the 3rd? I don't know if I could. No, that wouldn't be. Why did I think it was the Thursday before the Green Festival? But no? It is. Thursday is the 13th? Then what's the third Thursday?
The
20th. The 20th. Well, then I guess we'll agendize it for the 20th. Well, that's good, because I thought for a minute, we'd end up, I was wondering how you guys were going to work missing the meeting and being able to go to the Green. Well, that means we'll be able to report on the Green Festival at the meeting on the 20th. All right. Well, that was the answer on the Public Relations Subcommittee. We brings us now to the Website Subcommittee. Bill?
We had a meeting on October 8th, and all the members of the subcommittee were present. We looked at the web page, and we thought, in general, it looks good, a lot better than it was a year ago. But we do have some things to discuss, and one of the things was the photo gallery. Have we picked the winners for it?
Yes.
And are you going to put those on the web page?
We're still trying to get the first winner was selected several weeks ago, and we have the gift certificates, but we're still trying to get him to say, it's okay to go ahead and use my name. And okay. So we're trying to get a hold of him. And actually, Michelle gave me 3 gift certificates for 3 overnight stays. So we have enough prizes now.
Are you going to list when you give the prize, you're going to list who gave the prize?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. That would be the incentive for the person that's going to be giving us the certificate.
We also discussed our budget for 08 and 09. And
I
am too. Okay. And we discussed the e-postcards, send an e-postcard, and you answer back that we get about 30 hits a month.
And we did update some of the photos. We have some new photos in there.
Yeah, right. We would still wonder. We were wondering about putting the name Morro Bay in bold print on each one of them. It appears when you move your cursor to the postcard, it appears as what the name of that is. But we wondered if it couldn't be put in bolder print on each one of the postcards.
So actually, on the image that sent Morro Bay on it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check into that.
And we were still thinking about maybe if there was some way you could have a selection of salutations so that the person could say, wish you were here, and whether that would be on the front of the card or in the comments section of the card, but something that would be that they could select, select on the card and then select on the salutation or whatever it is, and then they would have the whole package.
Having a great time in Morro Bay.
Okay.
Today, going to Morro Bay.
Yeah, I'll see you.
I'm not the smartest person, but I couldn't get it to print off just the postcard. And I wondered, and I'm going to some other web pages, usually if you want to print off just that particular page, there's a little icon you click on that says print, or see the print page, see the image. If there's something we couldn't do so that we didn't have the headline and all this and just the postcard and the greeting, and have it bigger. And that's shrink to fit size. When I went to 100%, when I went to 75%, it became a 2-page document. So I was just wondering if there was some way we couldn't make the postcard appear bigger, postcard size.
Right. Yeah, I'll check into that. I think that there certainly is a reason why people would want to print them out, but I think really what it's designed to do is it's an email postcard,
right,
you know, where they
right.
just get it through the email. But I'll find out about if there's a way to adjust it to where they could actually print it out if they'd like to.
Mm-hmm. Because it really doesn't show up much when you have it that size. You know, it's about
right.
the same.
On your screen, did this show up? What showed up on the screen?
Everything. Everything on this page.
Yeah. I'd take that with me.
And this, you know, goes back to a lot of the planning things. And we were thinking in terms of the halls that the city has for rent. There's no place on our website that says Parks and Recreation has community center, vets hall, library for rent. That used to be in the Tides. You know, it's still, when you printed the Tides out, it used to be all part of it. Now it's on the website. But you really have to search to find it. You know, so I was thinking about putting it on our website if we could have a plan a wedding, plan a meeting.
Just plan an event.
We would plan an event.
Yeah, you have plan of a trip, and then under that drop-down have plan an event.
But,
and then when you click that, it goes to what Bill's talking about.
Because, you know, but you know, if we do that, then we'd also want to list places like the Inn at Morro Bay, the view at the golf course, and the garden gallery, you know, other places that are available for rent other than just the city. And I don't know what the city usage is. Maybe the city wouldn't want us, if they're using, if this hall's used 60 or 70% of the time, it would be kind of a waste of time for us to add.
Well, and oftentimes if people call and city facilities are booked, we'll give them information about other facilities mm-hmm. in the city that may be available. Just to keep them in Morro Bay.
Well, I know Michelle mentioned that she gets a lot of inquiries at the hotel for people that want to plan a family reunion. Well, the last family reunion I got involved with at the Chamber, there was 160 people. That's a pretty good group to find accommodations, food, and someplace to have their little get-together. So, you know, we were just thinking.
Oh, I think it's a good idea. I think what I could use some help on, though, is the meat and potatoes of this. I mean, where are the halls? Mm-hmm. Who are the people to contact? Because I can tell you that I think you're right. I think that, you know, we actually, for Avila, since they don't really have a chamber, they don't have a CVB, we actually take some of the emails, we answer those emails. And I will tell you the two most requested things are having a fire on the beach is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is weddings. They want to have a wedding on the beach.
Yeah.
And with Avila, it's kind of unique because you have about the beach is somebody else, the promenade is somebody else, mm-hmm. the pier is somebody else. You know, it's either the harbor, and I think contact. You know, it's either the port or it's the Avila Business Association, but it's easy if it's all spelled out for them. And then what they could mm-hmm. do is we could actually, you know, have them link onto those. But I think you're right. I think we could get a lot of added business by, especially for weddings, because I think weddings they'd be excellent to have here.
Yeah, I just didn't know exactly where to put it on the webpage, and maybe that's, you know, because it's really, does it fall under the Chamber of Commerce section, or does it fall, can we put it on the homepage, or where, you know, we're thinking about doing a lot of things.
Well, I think that, you know, certainly we could put it under, you know, the planned trip. I think that could certainly go there.
Mm-hmm.
And we might even, you know, I think that really one thing is we get more and more things on the website, which is great. I mean, we want to keep it unique and new and, you know, have people coming back. We can change out those things on the homepage too. You know, we can feature, you know, maybe we feature plan a wedding, you know, on the homepage for a while and move things around, because we don't want to have too many, because then it becomes, doesn't become very clean. But I think the plan a meeting and plan a wedding is a good idea. I think that we would get some added business.
I'll dig in and get information about the halls that are available and get contacts and phone.
And I think the this information will make our website even more valuable as we add to it.
No, I think that's a really great idea, and I think you're right. I mean, I, again, just from that one, you know, looking at what people were interested in, and it's, you know, Avila's similar to here. I mean, I think that people want to know about getting, mm-hmm. can we get married on the beach? Can we have, you know, that kind of stuff?
That's one of the big questions the chamber has. Where can I get married on the beach? Well, here we've got the city, the state, those, and each one of those have two different, you know, well, two different people with the content.
The same kind of thing.
Yeah, we field a lot of those calls at recreation parks, and
right.
we do a lot of permits for weddings on the beach as well as in the parks. So.
But I think that would be a real, aside from just the added business that we would get, it'd be a real service to the mm-hmm. visitor, because I think that's what really, I think some people, if it's not clear to them, they get frustrated and they just mm-hmm. move on. And I know that happens in Avila, because literally if you step from the promenade and go onto the beach, then you're in somebody else's territory. And if you go on the pier, you're in somebody else's. And if you go to the parking lot, that's somebody else.
All right. Well, we'll have that then. I don't know. I guess you'll work on it and report back to us.
Yeah,
in,
I think as long
in next
if
meeting.
I can get the information, then you know, there's certainly we can get moving on it.
All right. That I imagine is the international symbol for RV and camping.
Right.
So I got an email from that from someone. So,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, we went ahead and put that on.
And as for the button campaign, I did send you some sand dollar pictures. We're going to have something maybe the next meeting to look at.
On the buttons. I wonder if we could start some type of a collection, get all your buttons. Number one was the one we had last year, I Love
Tourists. Tourist, yes.
And then if we have one, and then maybe somehow do a collection like they do with coins. If every year we're going to have a new one, we might as well try to get people to collect them.
I suppose when we introduce it, we will announce it as such. John.
I know that that's... been done for the Morro Bay, the Pismo Jazz Festival, Jazz Jubilee by the Sea. People collect those buttons. I mean, those things go back, you know, 20 years.
And every year they wear them.
Will wear all of them, you know, and I think that would be a great thing to do. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
And we just can print a limited number also. We don't need to go overboard, print whatever you feel is we can get rid of that year, so there won't be any left over.
Right.
Do you think, well, I guess we won't have anything really for the Green Festival by this time, but then again, that's a huge volume operation.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to be careful with
green, and it's the Green
It's very
Festival.
Green, and I think people would jump right on that.
Do we have any buttons left, Peter, from last
year? Yeah, there's maybe 15, 20.
Oh, that's not enough.
Well, and we'll maybe go with something other than buttons at this next event.
Well, we could certainly talk about, you know, what we might give away, but that kind of volume, I think you're going to have to find either you give it away the first day or something. I just don't think you can. It's just too big of a scope.
Sand in a bottle.
Well, how about this? They drop their card. They drop their card in the container, and
I think we should definitely do it overnight. Getaway. I think to win one, I think would be good. I think that'll create some traffic at the booth.
Yeah, good idea.
Because you know, even at the sunset show that you know we went up and worked a little bit. First thing people ask is, "What are you giving away?" You know, that's like the first comment usually. What's for free?
Well, now this is something that's. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
You might want to consider having a giveaway for the exhibitors. If you've got, 300 exhibitors?
190.
Or 190 exhibitors? It's not a whole lot. You know, you might want to consider having a drawing just for the exhibitors.
Actually, one that just came to my mind, which is fleeting, is the ecotourist thing we have going for us is the Bird Festival. It's a two-night package with admission to the Bird Festival events or, you know, whatever the registration is on something like that. I bet even Sierra Club or Sierra Club Magazine or someone, that might be just enough to entice a story or some advertorial.
I think you could do that maybe in addition, because I think you'd want to sort of an open package, because that's forcing them to come, you know, one specific weekend. But, I mean, if I was a hotelier or a restaurant, I would step up immediately to be that overnight prize, because they're going to be exposed to 50,000 people in their hotel, because obviously whatever prize we're going to give away, we're going to talk about that piece of that property and what it is. So... you know, and I think the Bird Festival could certainly be another one. You know, we could offer a couple prizes.
Maybe have, I can even think of a little, I know our booth space is limited, but like if you're looking for sort of cheap props, is like a good pair of field binoculars and like a little digital camera on a, you know, on a tripod, just sort of indicating bird watching photography, that sort of stuff, and then I will call the Bird Festival.
Nail it down if you're going to have binoculars.
Well, yeah, what you do is you would take the neck strap and you would tie it underneath.
David's
making out chain.
He's gonna go to the show, yeah. So he's gonna hold those the whole time.
I'll wear them. I will wear the 7x35 binoculars we get at something like this. So,
are the hotels? I mean, I know the Bird Festival is very helpful for hotel stays, but is that significant enough to where you wouldn't have hotels available? I guess you would, huh? It's in January.
Didn't sell out all the hotel rooms last year.
There will always be rooms available someplace.
Well, it'd be great for the Bird Festival, the exposure, certainly.
I will make that phone call, then I will put that on.
I know they've always been sort of hesitant. I guess the one year, though, that they didn't have as many people, but there's been some years where they didn't want any more.
Well, again, all we're trying to do is sort of attract the one. Like I said, I think what it's done is it may attract a reporter who's roving from, say, Sierra or Audubon Magazine or one of the other nature publications to just be interested enough even to, the Bird Festival.
Are they going
to
be there? I don't know.
The list wasn't complete. Our name should be on there today.
Definitely Sierra Club is going to be there.
We
so.
Can take a look and see. I mean, I think it certainly fits when you people there are going to be looking at ecotourism, you know, as an interest. And you have the Bird Festival. Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand.
All right. Well, I'll follow up on that one. So then we'll look at our we'll have a new billboard by the next meeting. We'll have a button to look at. Brings us to the discussion. And please add in if those of you had other notes. Where the City Council asked of the Promotions Committee things like, were we looking into the European and the Asian markets? And I think John answered them pretty well. With money, you can look into those markets, but they're not automatic or free. A question was raised about state parks, an increase in camping. Was there a way we could co-op in some way with state parks? And again, I think John explained to them that they have their own publications, and it's not a freebie. You have to pay to advertise with state parks. And then a question was raised, well, what do the visitors complain about or have requests about? And a lot of these things, while it was aimed at the visitor population, are not really the purview of the Promotions Committee. They said, do we better signage and marking for the public restrooms downtown, recycling bins, diaper changing stations? But Andrea, I would think, is that really the PWAB kind of issue, or Parks and Rec? Who would handle those?
It's Recreation and Parks does public restrooms.
So I would say that even though it seems related to the visitors, it's not really a Promotions Committee thing, and I would pass that along to them. Since they weren't there at that meeting, that those are the suggestions of things that the council was looking for to aid the visitors. I think the one that we did hear that Melody DeMeritt mentioned that John already brought up was that two-day events are better, obviously, for the economy than a one-day event. And one of the things that was being questions from the joint meeting. Any other new ideas? Fresh out of ideas. Go ahead, Ann.
I've noticed recently that the lighting on Main Street that we did with the trees is still in a deteriorous state. Are we doing anything about that?
We're right in the middle of it right now. We're waiting for the lights to come in. They usually come in during the Christmas holidays.
I think it might be even better that we don't even turn them on right now, because many of them are out, many of them are dangling, and you look down Morro Bay Boulevard, and it just doesn't even look good.
Well, it'll start looking better.
Good. That's my only comment.
All right. Declaration of future agenda items. Andrea, have you got the short list?
Five and six are going to be re-agendized.
Okay, that's pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will contact John Solu, and I guess I'll email Michelle and see if there's any other hotel person, or if John is not available that morning, who he could recommend. Well, having done that, any further discussion or comments before we adjourn for the morning? Seeing none, then check out the Morro Bay booth. Thank you so much. See you in a month.